Letter to Lou. My little Lou, I dream of seeing you again, forever. Oh, subtle shaded foliage hung in heavy mornings. Hollows where the day plays as if over velvet folds. Oh, time, allow me to return back to the beginnings of that endless war. Here by the palm trees and the sea, and this wide square, where you first saw her, under her big boater. Oh, time, won't you take me back to where our two souls, like two enemy warplanes, engage, a perfect battle in which you, my Lou, lay claim to Aaron's rod. Hence you are eternal heart, the woman, and so I know you as wave that flees, door to nothing, elusive flame, or as an impish thumbing of the nose. Or else, my beloved, you are this music, rising day and night in a recess of the deepest wood, your white arms rising in a prophetic gesture, announcing what is done. All that shall be done by sprawling herds of men who came under your loaded sensual gaze, screaming their fancy and declaring what we are and all that we have been. Then to go die in the livid morning, so that your beautiful eyes are freed to choose the finest slave to adorn your empty bed and fulfill your pleasure. Then to go die in the livid morning, so that your fancy can be free to choose the finest slave to adorn the empty bed by way of your pleasure. Oh, Lou, how I see you again on this main square in Nice, in the morning amber as shellfire falls and dies on the sham cannon the krauts have spotted.